Welcome to Gemara Markings. Today's shiur is Eruvin Daf Zayin. Don't forget to click on the Daf option in order to view a marked Daf Gemara for today's shiur. If you are not fully familiar with our Gemara Marking system and wish to benefit from its great rewards, it is essential that you study all of the introductory material accessed by clicking on the Learn the System option provided on the sidebar of our homepage. If you are already partially familiar, you will benefit by clicking on the brief formatted introduction that is available here. Being that our system is a visual approach to the Daf Gemara, it is recommended that you print out the marked Daf Gemara before the shiur. We will begin today's shiur on Daf Zayin, 14 lines from the bottom. Before we begin the actual Gemara, make sure you have your Pirush Chai, your Sefer Book of Eruvin Illustrations, at hand. We turn, as we said, 14 lines from the bottom, with the beginning of a long point. You'll notice there is a Nun that's encircled, and that indicates a Nekuda, a long point, with the marking of how long this lasts. Yosef Rav Yosef Kamed Rav Huna V'Yosef V'Kalmar. So Rav Yosef was seated and said the following. He is going to comment on the machloikis that we saw back on Daf Vov between the Tanaikama and Chananya. The source dealt with Ketzid Ma'arvin. It said there Derech Rishus Rabin, but we reinterpreted that source on Vov Amud Beis to how Ketzid Ma'arvin Mevuas HaMufuloshin. But there was a machloikis regarding making an Eruv, a tikkun, to enable carrying in a throughfare, whether in this case it's an alley that's open on both ends. The Tanakama said there is no need for a door to be there, but you should have a Tzuras HaPesach on one end and a Lechi or Korah on the other hand, where Chananya introduced the need for a door. So Rav Yehuda is quoted as saying, Machloikes Bistratio mikan, bistratio mikan, uplatio mikan, uplatio mikan. The machloikis that we saw there, which we just referred to, is where at both ends of the through street, or the through alley, at both ends you have a stratio, is a rishus harabim, or a platio, a plaza, also a rishus harabim. It's only under those circumstances where you have at both ends of the Movui HaMefulosh a Rishus HaRabim. Avol, now we have a brackets that suggests we skip, and we'll skip to the end of the brackets. The bracket length indicator should be utilized. We skip. Avol, Sratya Mikan, Ubiko Mikan, if you have a thoroughfare on one end and an open field, a Biko is an open field, it's not a Rishus HaRabim, it's a Carmelis, a domain that's rabbinic in nature, then Nase Kebiko Mikan, Ubiko Mikan, it would be then no different than if the throughway opened to two fields on either side, and under such circumstances, Chananya would not require a door. Umisayeng bo mishmei de Rav Yehuda, and Rav Yosef continued saying in the name of Rav Yehuda, another point, imhoya movui kolo l'rachba, if the alleyway ended in a rachba. In other words, you have the alley, the movui is open on one end to a rishus harabim. The other end of the movui opens to we'll call it a yard. We're not going to say a courtyard, but a rachba is an area in back of houses as opposed to in front of houses. It's an enclosed area, but it's not frequented by people. So if the Movui ended up in a Rachba, and you can take advantage of illustration 68 at the top of page 12, so in that case, then Ein Tzorech Klum. You don't need to have any Tikkun at the part that the alley enters the Rachba. All you have to worry about then is to have a Lechi or Korah at the other end of the alley that opens to the public thoroughfare, and that you can see is illustrated in picture 68. The Lehi is positioned prominently between the Mavui and the Rishus HaRabim, and where the Aleph appears in that picture, that's the entrance of the Mavui to the Rachba. There is no need for anything over there. We have to add another important piece of information for the time being, though this will be the subject of a big discussion later in the Gemara. This Mavui, as we said, opens to a Rishus, to a Rachba, and then opposite that opening, there is another opening from the Rachba to a second Rishus HaRabim. That, you can see, is where the little Gimel is. So that this Mavui opens at one end directly to a Rishus HaRabim, the other end of the Mavui to a Rachba, but facing that point, there is an entrance to another Rishus HaRabim. That's all illustrated in picture 68. Okay, in the meantime, we read the Gemara with Rav Yosef quoting Rav Yehuda, who point Aleph in the Gemara quoted Rav, where there was a qualification of that Tanaic controversy of Tanakam and Chananya. And then Rav Yosef continued to quote Rav Yehuda, but this second, the Beis quote of Rav Yehuda, doesn't have Rav Yehuda quoting someone else. We don't see Rav Yehuda quoting Rav as we did in point Aleph. That will be of significance shortly. Notice we skipped quite a few lines of Gemara, so let us go over this skipped section. There's a starred note that accompanies the brackets, in which we've written Sograim L'shem Dilug. These brackets are, as we did for skipping, Kedei Lishma Retzef Dvar Shirav Yosef Im Lashon Mesukan, so that we can maintain the smooth reading of Rav Yosef with the corrected language. Besoichom, within the brackets, Muva Lashono Hamikori, we'll see the original presentation of Rav Yosef. However, Vatikun HaGemara Shalvora, but the Gemara will have to fix up what he says. So let's pick it up again from where we underline Rav Yehuda, where this is Rav Yosef's quoting Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda Marav. Machlokes Tanakam and Chananya, regarding the Mavui HaMefulash, do you need to have a door or not? That's only if the Mavui HaMefulash opens to real Rishus HaRabims on both sides. Vesrachimikan, Uplatyomikan. Those are examples of real Rishus HaRabims at both ends. Only then does Chananya require a door. Avol. Now, in the brackets, Srachyomikan Ubikomikan, if you have a Srachya, a thoroughfare, a Rishus HaRabim, on one end of this Mavui HaMefulash, and a Bika, a field, on the other end, Oi, Bika Mikan Ubika Mikan, or a field on both sides, both ends of the through alleyway. Then, Oise Tzuras HaPesach Mikan, Velechi Vekora Mikan. A Tzuras HaPesach, a door frame model. Two upright poles and a crossbar across the top of the two poles. That's the Tzuras HaPesach you have at one end of the alley, and a Lechi or Korah at the other end, and that is enough. No need for a door. So in the brackets so far, we saw two cases where even Chananya will say you don't need a door. We call the little cases Aleph and Beis. The Gemara asks, Hashtos Racha Mikan Ubiko Mikan. Mind you, in case Aleph, where there was a real Rishus HaRabim at one end and a field at the other, and even though there was a real Rishus HaRabim in the picture, you were able to get away without a door. Without any need for a door, then certainly Biko Mikan Ubiko Mikan Mibaya. Do I have to tell you, in a case where the alleyway opens to just fields and no Rishus HaRabim whatsoever, certainly there would be no need for a door. So why does Rav Yehuda teach me that case? case Beis after teaching me case Aleph. The Gemara says, Hochi ko'omar. Rather, this is what Rav Yehuda was saying, that if you have a sracha mikan or biko mikan, if there's a Rishus HaRabim at one end of the Movui HaMefulosh and a field at the other, naseh, it then it's like kibiko mikan or biko mikan. It's like there is, as if there were no Rishus HaRabim in the picture. It's as if there were just two fields, and you don't need to have a door. Umesayim ba mishmei de Rav Yehuda, that means Rav Yosef, who opened up this long point, continues in the ends up or continues finishes off in the name of Rav Yehuda. Another halacha. Im hoya mavui kola l'rachba, if the mavui that was open at both ends, one of its ends opens to a rachba, that's we'll call it the unpopulated yard, then ein tzorech klum. You don't need any tikkun for that end of the movui. And as we added before, this alleyway, it opens to a rachba, but opposite that point, there is an opening in the rachba to another rishus harabim. The Gemara now goes on to make a point. It's Omar Le Abaye. You'll notice that we have a long point marking, and this will take you down a number of lines on Omid Beis. Takes you five lines down from the top of Omid Beis. And we have Abaye marked with a triangle, the colored in tip. And this will be in contrast to Rav Sheshes, who appears on Omid Beis with an inverted triangle. The reason for these markings will become clear as we go on in the Gemara, but before we do so, let us just take a look at the topic heading we have accompanying this section of Gemara. The Nosei, on the side of the Mov we've written, Movui Shikolo L'Rachbo, V'nifritzo Rachbo, K'negdo L'Shusha Rabim. As we said before, picture 68, if you have a Movui that enters a Rachbo, and the Rachbo itself has an opening opposite that point to another Rishusha Rabim, Ha-She'ela, the question is, Ha'im Zeh Nechshav Movui Mefulosh L'Rishusha Rabim? Is this considered a Movui that's Mefulosh to Rishusha Rabim? A Movui HaMefulosh to Rishus HaRabim, we've seen before that you have to have extra tikkunim in order to make it allowed to be carried in. That's really the sugya we discussed before. Here, the added point is that the Movui on the Rachbo side doesn't itself open directly to the Rishus HaRabim, but there is an entranceway in the Rachbo facing that point that does. Omar le Abaye le Rav Yosef. Ha de Rav Yehuda. This second point of Rav Yehuda. De Shmuel he. This he must have received from his Rebbe Shmuel and not from Rav. In other words, Rav taught point Aleph, and we have the Aleph that was encircled before, that was Rav Yehuda quoted Rav. But this point concerning the Movui entering the Rachba, and the Movui doesn't have to have any Tikkun, that would have to be according to Shmuel. Why? We continue at the top of Omid Beis. De'i derav, if that point, what we call Halacha Beis of Rav Yehuda, was taught in the name of Rav, Kashya derav adarav betarti. That would produce a contradiction on two points. The Gemara spells this out. The Omar Rav Yirmiyah bar Abba Omar Rav. There is a teaching of Rav that says the following: Movui shenifratz b'mloyoy lechotzer, a mavui that opens completely. In other words, it opens straight into a chotzer. Chotzer is a courtyard where people live. V'nifritza chotzer kinegdo, and that courtyard had itself an opening into a Rishus HaRabim opposite that point. In other words, if you were to imagine for a moment picture 68, instead of the Movui opening into a Rachba, the Movui is opening into a Chotzer. What does Rav say? Chotzer muteres umovui oser. The chotzer is muter. You can carry things around in the chotzer, but you cannot carry in the movui. Ah, so ve'amai, why should the movui be oser? Leheve kemovui shikolo l'rachba. In other words, if Rav Yehuda's din is quoted in the name of Rav. Now that's Rav Yehuda on Omid Aleph Beis, the Beis encircled halacha of Rav Yehuda. If it was in the name of Rav, then why should it not be allowed? Why should the Movui not be allowed, like he said in the case of the Movui Shekola L'Rachba? Therefore, it must be that Rav Yehuda's Beis Halacha of the Movui Shekola L'Rachba and the Movui was Mutter is not something that was said in the name of Rav. It was in the name of, that's something he got from his other Rebbe, he got from Shmuel. Because Rav would have said that that case is forbidden. This Gemara is very terse. We have to elaborate a great deal on this Gemara before we can say a pshat. The first thing we should do is look back on Zayin Amud Aleph at the Rashi that you find underneath the Gemara text. The Rashi that we start with is Ein Sorech Klum, is the third of the wide lines, the widest lines, where the Movui that entered the Rachba, we said in the name of Rav Yehuda, that it doesn't require any tikkun, any innovation at the point of entrance to the Rachba. Rashi says, Ein Sorech Klum Lesakin Oysa Psicho Shel Tzad HaRachba Elo Roish The other end of that alleyway that opens to the Rishus, directly to the Rishus Rabbah, needs there a lechior kora ketoras mavui sasum, as any regular closed mavui that's open only on one side. The al korchuch, and we have to say, b'denifut tsunami rachba kineged birtzas hamavui b'koisus shekineged Rishus Rabbah, and we have to set it up like we did, and you can see even in the Rashi there's a picture that illustrates this with the opening from the Rachba to the Rishus Rabbim opposite the Mavui. And this teaching is coming to inform us, Oselashminen, it is telling me about that case, and it's going on, it's a continuation of the topic of Mevuos HaMufuloshos that we've been discussing till this point. And Rashi goes on to, we'll say, just to prove that that's what it is talking about. We now turn our attention to the Rashi at Omid Beis. The Rashi we're looking at is the second line from the top, Chotzer Muteres. We saw a halacha that Rav Yirmiyahu bar Abba said in the name of Rav, that a movui that opened completely into a chotzer, and the chotzer was open opposite that point into a Rishus HaRabim, the chotzer is muteris. So Rashi says, the ledida regarding the chotzer lo have bimaloya v'nishtayru bo gipufa mikan umikan. The chotzer doesn't have any total openings. When you stand in the chotzer and look toward the mavoi is narrower than the chotzer, and there are gipufim. Now, the term gipufim, you can see in illustration 68, something called agapayim. That is the where the at the point that the mavoi enters the rachba. In this case, we're talking it enters a chotzer. The greater width that the chotzer has than the mavoi on both sides, on either side of the mavoi, that extension is called, in this case, the gipufi. And when you're standing in the chotzer, so it appears there that you have basically an enclosed chotzer with a slight opening, with a pesach in it, into the mavoi. Therefore, the chotzer is considered an enclosed area. The fact that something which is enclosed has doorways to it doesn't present a problem. And therefore, the chotzer is muteris. Rashi continues on the third line from the top, Lefikach legabi dido psochim ninu. Therefore, vis-a-vis the chotzer itself, that is an entrance. That's a doorway. The fact that there are people in the alleyway, that does not impose a restriction on the chotzer. She'ein mavui oser al chotzer sapsuchim lo. An alleyway does not present a restriction to courtyards that open into alleyways. Avo chatzeros osrin b'movui. However, inhabitants of courtyards can impose a restriction on the movui. Sharei drisas ragleim olav, because the courtyard inhabitants have a drisas ragleim, literally trampling of feet, meaning they have a heter to walk in the movui. Rushus harabim nami lo osar alo the chotzer apasuach lo kepesachu. The fact that the chotzer opens to a public thoroughfare also doesn't pose a problem, because it is simply a doorway. It's like an opening, a pesach, which is legitimate to have when dealing with an enclosed area. However, Rav also said umovui osur. Now here, we have to really focus our attention. We mark the Rashi up very heavily, because it's in this Rashi that we are going to show how Rav's prohibition of the Mavui demonstrates that Rav Yehuda's din that we saw at the bottom of Omid Aleph, we called Rav Yehuda Beis, cannot be like Rav. Now, Rav says that the alleyway is Osir. Rashi says, Kosalka daitoch, midenokat venifritza chotzer kenegdo, from the fact that in Rav's halacha, he spoke about the chotzer having an opening to the Rishus Rabim opposite the Movui entrance. So that creates an impression, Mishum demechsi kemovui mefulash koosar lei. It's because this is a movui mefulash, a movui open on both ends to a rishus harabim. And that according to Rav, the fact that it's a movui hamefulash is what creates the prohibition of carrying in such a movui. Falav mishum de nifratz lechotzer. And not that the mavui opens to a courtyard where there are inhabitants, that per se doesn't bother Rav, but the pilush is what bothers Rav. Now, in contrast, for Rav Yehuda, midenokat rachba, from the fact that Rav Yehuda spoke about a mavui that opens specifically into a rachba. Rav Yehuda did not teach about a mavui opening to a chotzer. He spoke about a mavui opening into a rachba. A rachba is a place where there are no inhabitants. It's the back sides of houses. People don't walk there. In fact, you'll notice in the illustration on page 12, illustration 68, the rachba has houses that don't have doorways opening into it, because that's the nature of a rachba. There are no dwellers over there that would impose restrictions. So Rav Yehuda, from the fact that he used the example of a rachba, Ashmi'inen, he informs us to Mishum Mefulosh Lo Mitzar. he tells us that the fact that the Mavui happened to be open in a mefulash way, open at one end to Rishus Rabim, and the other end, which opened to the Rachba, there was an opening opposite that point, also into Rishus Rabim, which we're calling mefulash. That does not pose a problem. Notice the diamonds we have in the Rashi. That is the bow tie shape. Just above, mefulash kaasa, that was according to Rav. Here we have a bow tie, mefulash lo mitzah, that's according to Rav Yehuda. It is true that the Rachba doesn't have dwellers in it, and that would present a problem for the Mavui. If, however, that Mavui would have opened into a courtyard, and the courtyard is characterized by houses that open into it, and there are inhabitants, there are dwellers, that their existence and the fact they have a right to walk in the Mavui, that imposes a restriction on the Mavui, unless you do something, unless you make some kind of tikkun. Ulekamin first tamayu, v'hainu dekashya derav adarav betarti. Meaning that if you were to say that Rav Yehuda was in fact based on Rav, then we would have created a double contradiction in Rav. What is the double contradiction? Well, there would be a problem. E mishum mefulash. Is pilush a problem? Yes or no? E mishum anifratz lechotzer vasyula b'nei chotzer. Do b'nei chotzer create a problem for the mavui? The nifratz amavui b'mlo l'rushuso asurlo. The mavui in our case opens completely. Nifratz b'mlo is a complete opening. There are no abutments protruding from the alleyway, from the Mavui entranceway inwards, and therefore it's a smooth, complete opening into the Chotzer. And because the Chotzer has dwellers in it, it's called a Mokama Osur Lo vis-a-vis the Mavui. The inhabitants being of the Chotzer have a right to trample, have a right to walk in the Mavui, and that imposes a problem unless you make some type of special tikkun, which might be something like a sheet of muvos, and you also have to have some kind of lechi or koro there, which we say we don't have. So the Gemara at this point, according to Rav Yosef, he finishes his point, and he says that the din of Rav Yehuda of the Mavui Shekola L'Rachba is unlike Rav. So therefore, Rav Yehuda must have received that from Shmuel. We have a topic heading at the side of the Gemara, which we have in parentheses, we noted Taktzir, which is a summary. Let us go over that introduction, which in effect is a type of summary. And it's up till this point that Abaye made his point. So let's see what we've written. Omar Rav, Mavui shenifritza mlo, a Mavui that is completely open into a chotzer. V'nifritza chotzer kenegdo l'rishus harabim. And the chotzer has an opening opposite that point to a public thoroughfare. Posak, that's Rav paskind, ha-Mavui osur. She'ela, the question that we have been dealing with is Ma Oser HaMavui. What is it that asers the Mavui? Is it HaPilush L'Rishus HaRabim? The fact that the Mavui, if you're standing in the Mavui and you look in both directions, you will see openings to a Rishus HaRabim. It's true that on the on one end, the immediate entrance is to a chotzer, but if you just keep looking straight ahead, you will see it opens eventually into a Rishus HaRabim. So is that the problem? Is that what asers the Mavui, the fact that it's open at both ends to a Rishus HaRabim? Oi, b'nei ha-chotzer, da-havei Mavui shenifratz l'mokum o'osulo, or is it the dwellers in the chotzer that impose a restriction on the Mavui, the fact that these Chotzer dwellers have use rights of the Mavui, so it becomes like a, we'll call it a rabbinic public domain, and therefore you cannot carry in the Mavui. So what is the factor, the element, that creates the prohibition, according to Rav, of the Mavui? So we continue in the note we have on the side, Le'abaye, according to Abaye, Ha'pilush oser v'lo b'nei achotzer. It's the pilush, the fact that it's open into two rishus harabims, that creates the problem. It's a type of throughway, and it's not the presence of the b'nei chotzer. The Rav Yehuda eino karav, and Rav Yehuda, what did Rav Yehuda say? He said that the mavui was mutter because it opened to a rachba. Had it opened into a chotzer, the b'nei chotzer would have asered the mavui, showing you that Rav Yehuda's din was never said in the name of Rav. That was Abaye's point. We will see later Rav Sheshes. That's why we have an inverted triangle coming up. According to Rav Sheshes, the problem was not the pilush. The problem is that the B'nai Chotzer didn't make an Eruv with the Mavui. They didn't join together with the Mavui. The B'nai Chotzer shelo irvu osrin, and not the pilush. The pilush is not a problem, according to Rav Sheshes. And if you say the pilush is not a problem, and it's the b'nei chotzer that are the problem, then Rav Yehuda from Omad Aleph, Rav Yehuda, the Beis Halacha that we had at the bottom of Omad Aleph, could very well be like Rav. So we have basically a machlokus between Abaye and Rav Sheshes regarding Rav Yehuda's Halacha. Was Rav Yehuda's Halacha said in the name of Shmuel, or possibly in the name of Rav? We continue on the fifth line from the top. Omar Leh, Rav Yosef reacts to Abaye. Don't forget, Abaye said that you, Rav Yosef, who quoted Rav Yehuda and said that what Rav Yehuda is saying in Halacha Beis must have been not like Rav. So it must be that he is saying his halacha in the name of Shmuel, his other Rebbe. Omar Leh, Rav Yosef enters the picture with a long point. Ano lo yodano, I don't know. However, uvda have bedura durusa, there was an incident in this location called Dura Durusa. Duradusa Rashi says, Kfar Royim, the village of shepherds. Mavui Shekola L'Rachba Have, it was like that case of an alleyway opening into a Rachba, the yard where there are no dwellers. The Osa L'Kame Rav Yehuda, and the case came before Rav Yehuda. Velo Atzriche Velo Midi, and he didn't require any tikkun to be done at the entrance to the Rachba, no Lechi, no Korah, and the Mavui was allowed to be carried in. You could carry in that Mavui. The Kashya Mishmei the Rav, and if by setting up Rav Yehuda like Rav, that would present a problem, because according to Rav, such a Mavui would be Osir, and it would be Osir because it's Mefulash. Teve mishmei d'shmuel v'lo kashemidi. So let it be. Let Rav Yehuda's din of the mavui shekola l'rachba be in the name of Shmuel, and we have no problem. The Gemara continues. The Gemara continues with a point, also a long point. Hashto di Omar Leh Rav Sheshes. L'Rav Shmuel Bar Abba, another version of the name is L'Rav Yosef Bar Abba. Rav Sheshes says to Rav Shmuel Bar Abba, Asbara Loch, I will explain to you what I learned from Rav. I, says Rav Sheshes, I'm also going to comment on the case of the Movui Shenifratz Bimloyal Lachotzer Vinifritz Chotzer Connector, the case we had, the second, third line from the top, I'm going to relate to that case, and I will tell you that the reason the Movui is Asur, it depends on whether the B'nai Chotzer made an Eruv, they joined their made a joint ownership between themselves and the people living off of the Movui. I will explain, therefore, kan she'irvu, kan shelo irvu. In other words, the iser of the Movui, according to Rav above, is dependent on whether or not an Eruv was made between the B'nai Chotzer and the B'nai Movui. So, being that that is a deciding factor, I'll tell you, derav aderav nami lo kashya. That means, in other words, you can set up Rav Yehuda, the halacha that we had of Rav Yehuda, and the incident in Duru Durusa that we saw quoted, that case could be like Rav. And in that case, what did we see? We saw that the Movui was Mutter, and Rav at the top of this Omid, the second line from the top, where the Movui was Usser, Lo Kashya, there's no contradiction if you set both of these up like Rav. Kan She'irvu, B'nei Chotzer and B'nei Movui, Kan She'lo Irvu. The Movui will be Mutter, like in the story of Duru Durusa, which was the story quoted, which was Rav Yosef's basis for quoting Rav Yudad Omen Aleph with the Movui Shikola Larachba, the Movui was Mutter. There he spoke of a Movui Kola Larachba, there were no dwellers. Even if there were dwellers there, but had they made an Eruv with the Movui, that's a joining of ownership where everyone contributes food and they join forces together, then the Movui would have been Mutter. And where Rav says at the top here of the second line, third line from the top, that halacha, where the Movui is Osir, specifically his psak was on the fourth line where he said, Movui Osir, Kan Shelo Irvu. That's because no Eruv was made joining the B'nai Chotzer to the B'nai Movui. So the B'nai Chotzer in that case pose the threat. However, as far as Rav Sheshis is concerned, the fact that the Movui is Mefulash, that it opens into a Rishus HaRabim at both ends, one end directly and the other end through a Chotzer, but eventually into Rishus HaRabim, that poses no problem. And that would be just like we saw Rav Yehuda at the bottom of Omid Aleph. We have a chart on the side of the Gemara. You can see we presented Abaye's presentation of Rav Yehuda and Rav. What is the what has an effect on the Movui? So you can see we have on our chart, there's the Pilush can be the effect, or the B'nai Chotzer. According to Rav Yehuda Lefi Abaye, Pilush is not an Oser, but the B'nai Chotzer are an Oser, and it's because of that that Rav Yehuda spoke about the Movui that was Nifratz to a Rachba where there are no Diurin. Had it opened to a Chotzer, the Movui would have been Nesar because of the Diurin, the dwellers. That's as far as Abaye's version of Rav Yehuda. Abaye's version of Rav was that the Pilush does Aser, the fact that it's a through way to Rishus HaRabim's imposes a problem on the Movui, and the B'nai Chotzer, Eino Oser, they don't present a problem. When you look further on, you notice Rav Sheshis' version of Rav was that the Pilush does not Aser, but the B'nai Chotzer do Aser, and therefore if an Eruv was made, so they wouldn't pose a problem. And if you compare Rav Sheshis' version of Rav to Rav Yehuda, you will see that they are the same. And that's what Rav Sheshis' point is, that the statement of Rav Yehuda that we had at the bottom of Omid Aleph can also have been something he received from Rav, just like Rav Yehuda's Aleph statement on Omid Aleph. The Gemara continues at the top of Ches Omid Aleph, analyzing a Havamina. Umay desolik adaitin meikora. According to what we thought originally, bain sheirvu bain shelo irvu pligi, Rav Yehuda and Rav would have argued whether or not an eruv was made, meaning according to Rav, the pilush is a problem. And the B'nai Chotzer, they don't pose a problem, whether they made an Eruv or not. And according to Rav Yehuda, it's the Pivush was not a problem, and it's the B'nai Chotzer that create the restriction. So the Gemara continues in the analysis of the Havamina. Beirvu b'may pligi, b'shelo irvu b'may pligi. Rashi, we are going to look at b'sheirvu b'may pligi. We're looking at Rashi at the beginning of the Omid, the top Rashi. Ulamay b'solak adaitin meikorap, the bein irvu ubein shelo irvu pligi. The afilu biirvu osa Rav. This was according to the Hava, meaning even if there was an eruv made, Rav would have asered the time mishum mufulash, and because of the fact that movui was a through way to two rishus rabins. The daf kenifritza chotzer kinegdo komar, and Rav's example that we saw was to be taken literally, that the chotzer opening was opposite, the opening to the Rishus HaRabim was literally opposite the Movui. Ha lav hochi lo mitzar Movui mishum b'nei chotzer. Had it not been kenegdo, then the Movui would not have been asud because of the b'nei chotzer. The ha de Rav Yehuda de Shmuel hi, and that which Rav Yehuda taught at the bottom of Zion and Aleph with the Movui that was open to a Rachba that eventually opened also directly to a Rishus Rabbim, the Pilush does not answer that Dishmuel he Fishori, and the Movui would be allowed Beirvu. In other words, if that Movui had opened to a Chotzer and an Eruv was made, that would have been like Kigon Rachba, the Lobaya Eruv. It would have been similar to a case of a Rachba where there are no dwellers. The dwellers don't pose any problem in a Rachba case because there are no dwellers. The Afagav, the Nifritza Rachba Kenegdo, even though the Rachba is open to a Rishus Rabim opposite the Mavui. The Osar, below Eruv Gabi Chotzer, and Shmuel would have imposed an Isser on the Mavui if no Eruv was made. Afilu lo nifritza, even if it wasn't a mefulash situation, even if it wasn't mefulash, according to Shmuel, the B'nai Chotzer are the ones that create the problem. Bidenokat rachba v'lo nokat chotzer, from the fact that the example that Rav Yehuda used was a rachba which has no dwellers in it. So it's the dwellers that are the make or break for the Mavui. So we continue with the Rashi, who says that the machlokis was bi'irvu and b'shelo irvu. Bi'irvu di isura mishum pirtza shekenegdohi. In the case that the B'nai Chotzer made an Eruv with the Mavui, so they are not the problem. It would only be the fact that it's Mefulash. B'mai Pligi, Rashi continues, my time of the Rav, the Choshev Le Mefulash, my time of the Shmuel, the Lo Kori Le Mefulash. Why is it that Rav calls that Mefulash and Shmuel does not? So now we go back to the Gemara. We're continuing the Gemara on the third line from the top. B'shelo irvu pligi benire mibachutz v'shove mibefnim. If no eruv was made, then what is the description of the Movui and the Chotzer? So the Gemara calls it Nira Mibachutz. For those who are standing in the Chotzer, the and looking toward the Movui, it would be as if there is a Lechi for that Movui, because they can see it, V'shava Mibifnim, but the people in the Movui cannot see anything because their wall opens straight into the Chotzer. Let's take a look at the Rashi. B'shelo irvu, Rashi says, Ki lo nifritza. My time of the Shmuel, domer b'nei chotzer asri. In the case that the Movui is not open as a straightaway into the Rishus HaRabim, that's what lo nifritza means. Why does Shmuel say that the b'nei chotzer asr? Umay taima derav yomar lo asri. And if it's not a mefulash, so Rav says that the b'nei chotzer don't asr. Why is that? So Rashi goes on, benira mibachutz v'shove mibefnim. It's a case where the what would serve as a lechi for the Movui is visible only from the outside, the lechi, but not from with not from outside the Movui and not from within. Rashi continues, the pligi be'amoroi lekamon bepirkin. There is a machlokis on Daf Tes about this kind of lechi, this kind of upright pole which is visible only from the outside of the Movui and not from within. Iko lemandi omar nidon that even though it's visible, the protrusion is visible only from the outside of the Movui while standing in the Chotzer. You can see how the Chotzer wall extends beyond the width of the Movui. This, of course, is all readily visible when you look at picture 68. That point that's called in the picture the Agapayim is what we are talking about. So when you're standing in the Movui, you can't see anything protruding. You just see a straightaway wall. But when you're standing outside the Movui, looking in the direction of the Movui, you do see that. V'ikolamando Omar, eino nidon. There is a machlokas, as we said, and there's the second day it says, it's not considered a lechi. V'hochanami, here too, hanoch gipufi, the point of the wall that extends in the picture 68 that we call the Agapayim, that is wider than the Movui, nirin mibachutz losanom the bechotzer. They're visible. You can see that if you're standing in the chotzer. And it doesn't look like a wall that was totally open, because it's not. And the opening in the to the Movui also is not 10 amos, so it's considered a Pesach. Even though it looks like a smooth straightaway wall for those standing in the Movui itself, those that are standing in the Movui don't see any protrusion. And it looks like that their Movui is completely with a complete wide opening without any doorway feature or even a lechi feature to it. Afilu hachi l'rav, according to Rav, mehani hani gibufi, these extensions of the wall of the beyond the Movui width, l'shavya pischa l'gabi Movui, makes it into a Pesach vis-a-vis the Movui. Ki echi demashvu le'bischo legabi chotzer, just as it is considered a Pesach for the chotzer. Therefore, the b'nei if there wasn't a problem of the b'nei chotzer, the Movui would be mutter. The reference Rashi is making is to a case of a chotzer gedola and a chotzer ketana, where a chotzer ketana opens into a chotzer gedola, and the Mishnah says the ketana is asura, the small one is forbidden. Ah, but what about the fact that it's when you're standing in the large chotzer? By the way, this is an illustration that you can see in picture 69. Why is it that the ketana is asura? Moikim le Rav. Rav sets it up in ichnosim koisli ketana ledola. This, of course, Rashi is all here is alluding to a Gemara found later on in another couple of dapim. We'll see this. The lekonir bechutz Rav yipruza bimloa. There, since the koisli ketana extend into the chotzer gedola, and there's an illustration of this as well. That you can see in the Pirush Chai on picture 114 on page 19, it describes this. Avol hacha, but Rashi continues. Avol hacha pischa hu af lemavui. V'lo asri b'nei chotzer lemavui. The b'nei chotzer don't pose a restriction on the mavui. If, of course, they would have made an Eruv. V'afagav d'shach hatzer sepsuchus l'movi b'pesach ogun v'adei osur solov. And actually, we just for the sake of accuracy, we're saying here that the B'nai Chotzer don't pose a problem at all, even though in other chatzeros that would open to a movui, they would pose a problem. V'adei osur solov. Zu hoyel v'einon regila bo, sharei sosum hoyel mitchila. In this case, it was a mavui. We said in the original halacha was nifratza. The mavui was nifratz to a chotzer. Originally, there was a wall, but the wall broke, so that the inhabitants of this particular chotzer are not commoners. They're not common in the mavui. So he saw some hoya mitchila eino sir salav kilama perik mishotziu sheinu regila bo muter. All of this was a presentation of Rav's opinion. And we're saying that in the case of lo irvu, what is the problem? So it's a problem of how do you look at nira mi bachutz v'shava mi bifnim. And Ushmul Savar ein nido mishum shiur l'mavuyu pirtzahi. The fact that it's nira mi bachutz is not enough. The diure chotzer osrin alav imlo irvu, and the diure chotzer, if they didn't make an eruv, would pose a problem. We continue in the Gemara on the fourth line from the top. Be irvu, in the case that an eruv was made, and when the eruv was made, so the b'nei chotzer are not a problem, then the iser would be because of the pirtza shekinegdo. So ubeirvu komiflegi b'derav Yosef. The Omer of Yosef lo shanu elo shekolol emtzarachba. That which Rav Yehuda said earlier, that you don't need to have any tikkun at the point that the movui opens to the rachba, that is only where the movui opens to the middle of the rachba, as was illustrated in picture 68. If you look at illustration 73, this is an aerial view. If that is what happened, if the movui opened letzidei rachba, the movui would be osur. And once again, we have to look at Rashi. Ubeshiirvu, the isura mishum pirtzu shekinegdohu. In the case of the Eruv between the B'nei Chotzer and Mavui, the heter of the Mavui, the heter or Isser of the Mavui, if you say the Mavui is Osir, it would only because the Mavui opens directly into a Rishus HaRabim. So, Pligi B'Rav Yosef, the Machlokes between Rav Yehuda and Rav would be regarding Rav Yosef, the Omar Lo Shana De Emtzar Klum, Elishik Kolo Movui Leemtza Rachba. The Kevan de Rochva Shel Rachba Oidevala Movui Lechol Tzad, since the width of the rachba is greater than the width of the mavui on both sides. Nirisha mavui l'rachba kola, it creates the impression that the mavui opens to a rachba v'enu moshech ad rishus rabim shekinegdo, and doesn't continue into a rishus rabim literally. Velo osi l'mishri mefulashen, people won't come to aser, won't come to allow a mavui hamefulash, because it doesn't look like a mavui hamefulash. The Rav Sovar Afilu Hachi Kevon De'Oimed B'Movi Roy L'Shnei Roshei Rishus Rabim. Rav, on the other hand, according to our Havamina, that the Pilush creates a problem. This problem exists even when the Movui opens to the middle of the Rachba, because for someone standing in the Movui, when he looks to his right and he looks to his left, he sees Rishus Rabim's Ubaki Rabim Rishus Rabim Zu Rishus Rabim Zu, and the public cuts through from one Rishus Rabim to another, Derech Mavui V'Rachbo, and therefore that would be Usser. So Rav Yehuda would say that in the case of the if it opens L'Emtza the Rachbo, it's okay. And Rav would say even if it opens L'Emtza Rachbo, it's not okay. However, if the Mavui continues into the Rachba, let's see the Rachba, then Rav Yosef points out the Mavui would be Usser. And why is that? Because in that case, this is a new case. There, the Mavui looks like it is one that continues directly to a Rishus Rabim, because the wall of the Mavui itself, in effect, is continuing, as you can see in picture 73, is continuing to a Rishus Rabim. We continue with some opinions that qualify that which we have just learned, and we use diamonds to highlight these additional opinions. Omar Rabba, ha di amris le'emtza rachba mutter, that which Rav Yosef said that a mavui that opens to the middle of a rachba would be mutter, lo amoron elo ze shelo kineged ze, where, and this is illustrated in picture 74. Avol zeh keneged zeh oser. However, if the opening of the mavui would be opposite the opening of the rachba to the rishus harabim, the mavui would be oser. Let us take a look at the. Here we have to look at the Rashi. Avol zeh keneged zeh pirtzas chotzer keneged hamovui oser. If the opening of the chotzer into a rishus harabim is opposite the opening of the mavui would be oser. V'hai kenegdo de ka'omar rav, and the kenegdo word that Rav used, v'kimno de'aymo de'isur mavui b'shel irvu ha'irvu muter, and we set up Rav as saying that the reason for the mavui being osur is because no eruv was made. However, had an eruv been made, hai kenegdo lav dafka, there we'll have to say that kenegdo doesn't mean literally opposite the mavui. Elo kol kaisa shekenegdo the kori hachi. Rather, the entire wall that borders on the chotzer and rishus rabim is called kenegdo, is the facing wall to the mavui. Ubitside rachba afilu ze shelo keneged ze oser. In picture, you can see this in picture 75, when the wall of the mavui opens to the side of the rachba, even if that is not opposite a rishus harabim, there is a prohibition. Mishum de koisel rachba marich hamavui, because the wall of the rachba is simply viewed as an extension of the mavui. V'avi kemavui oruch ad koisel shekenegdo, and it therefore is like a mavui, a long mavui until the facing wall. The osir midiavi amavui okum sheish yosim esbak mimusel. We will see this also. If you look in picture 75, you can see what Rashi just described. That's a case of a mavui whose wall is letzide rachba, and that wall continues till the kaisel shekenegdo that's bordering on the rishus harabim, and the aleph demonstrates what the problem is. It's a mavui okum as we have learned earlier. And that, as Rashi says, that that's a movi okam sheish mi. There's more than 10 amos in the bend to the kulei alma oser. Even if the openings of the Movui are not literally opposite the Rishus HaRabim, nevertheless, Hochanami Mishinichnas L'Rachba Re Kol Roichav Rachba Avi Akmumis Gedoylo V'Rachba Ruchava Harbe V'Domi K'Movui Amafulosh Derech Akmumis. It then makes it like a situation of a Movui Okum that opens at both ends to Rishus HaRabim, and we know that that kind of Movui needs a Tikkun. It's Osir without a Tikkun. Let us continue in the Gemara. Omar Rav Misharshia. Ha, we're at the second diamond. Ha di amr zeh shelo keneged zeh muter. That which Rabbah just got finished saying, that the Movui will be muter provided its opening is not opposite the opening to the Rishus HaRabim. Lo amoran el arachba de Rabim. That heter applies. In other words, what we said in picture 74, Vzeh Shaloka Negadzeh, the Movui is Mutter, that's provided the Rachba is owned by Rabin, by many. Avo Rachba the Yochid, picture 76 should be available. If it's Rachba owned by a private person, Zimnin de Mimlicha Lo, Uboni Lo Batim, the owner of that Rachba might build houses along the point that's illustrated in the picture, the olives that are in picture 76, the havilei, and when you create that, it becomes like kamovu shikolo lo letzidei rachbav oser. 76 in your mind's eye becomes like 75, so that the rachbav, the movui wall, in effect continues all the way till the wall facing, bordering on the Rishus HaRabim, making it into what we would call a Movui Okum. So Rav Misharshia is making a point here that the Heter that we saw in picture 74 is assuming that the Rachba there was publicly owned, and no one has a right to build up in the space that is to the, in this particular illustration, to the space, the cavity that you see on the left side of the, in the white section of the left side of that Rachba. The Gemara asks, Umanot Temro Deshoni Lon Bein Rachba the Rabin the Rachba the Yochid. Where in Halacha, in Hilchis Shabbos, which is what we are talking about, do you see a distinction made between that which is public and that which is private? So the Gemara answers with an answer that lasts quite a few lines, and we really have to go through this entire section of Gemara to appreciate the answer. The Omar Rovin bar Rav Ado Omar Rav Yitzchok Maise b'movui echod Shetzido echod kol aliyah Metzido echod kol al ashba. Let us take advantage of illustration 78. What do we see there? We see a movui that opens to a Rishus HaRabim, and on two sides of the movui you have a garbage heap and you have the sea. Ubo Maisa Lifnei Rebbe, Velo Omar Bo Lo Eter Velo Isor. And Rebbe, in paskining about can you carry in such a Movui, didn't take a stand. He didn't say it's Mutter, nor did he say that it's Usser. Isur Lo Omar Bo, he didn't say it's forbidden, the Hokaimi Mechitzos. Right now, this Movui has walls to it. It's an enclosed alleyway. It has, you can see at the one end it opens to a courtyard, which has a wall there. The ashba is a pile of garbage, and the sea, there's a drop into the sea, which forms a wall. Heter lo omar ba, likewise he didn't say it's mutter, chayshinon shemoy tinotel ashba vialeam sirton. Maybe the ashba would be removed, and it would then the wall formed by the garbage would be no longer there, and the sea might kick up debris, which is common for seas. There is an illustration of this on page 14, illustration 79. So that was Rebbe's, let's say, his approach to this mavui that had on one side the sea and the other side the ashba. The Gemara asks, but bear in mind, this is all part of a long answer. This is a rhetorical question. Is that something that we ever concern ourselves with, that the garbage might be removed? We have the following source that says, imagine a garbage heap that has a height of 10 tfachim and a surface area of 4 tfachim. There's a picture illustrating this, picture 80. It's outside a window. Chalon shal gabo zorkin lo b'Shabbos. People that live inside the house can throw garbage out the window onto that heap, and they're not choishesh that they'll be throwing into the public thoroughfare. Why not? Because the pile of garbage has a rishus hayochid dimension. It's 10 tvachim tall, 4x4 tvachim, and therefore you're going from the window, which is from your house, a Rishus HaYochid, a private domain, to the garbage heap, which is a private domain, has the dimensions of a Rishus HaYochid. And you can see that we're not choshesh for the removal of garbage. And what we did is we dashed underline Zorkin Lo B'Shabbos. This reflects the idea of Loi Choshesh, and we wrote above this, Loi Choshesh in Shemo Yitinotel. We're not worried that it might be removed. Contrast this with what we dashed underline two lines above. Shemotinotel Ashba. What do you see from this? Al Moshoni Bein Ashba the Rabim La Ashba the Yochid. So we see the halacha recognizes a distinction between a public dump, public garbage dumps, no one will tamper with. It's the public. No one is going to remove it. However, if it's a private type one, like the case with Rebbe, private garbage, so maybe the owner will decide to remove that garbage heap in the case of the mavui there, and thereby remove the mechitza, remove the wall, and the mavui would become usur because it's no longer enclosed. So you see, in Shabbos we make a distinction between that which is private and that which is public. That which is private, the owner has control and he has decision-making powers over it. Hachanami, so too with regard to our mavui shekola l'rachba, Hachanami Shani Bein Rachba the Rabim the Rachba the Yochid. We will make a distinction between a Rachba owned by the public, and it was in that case that we said you can rely on a situation like 74. However, if in 74 the Rachba were owned by a private person, we're afraid it might turn into what's illustrated in 76. This is the point that we made. Then that's all to defend Rav Misharshia's comment regarding picture 74. Continuing in the Gemara, we have a marking around Rabbanan, the crown shape, that you can tie in with the crown shape we had around Rebbe, because this is they're connected. For Rabbanan Mai, the Gemara is asking, what about the Rabbanan what would they say regarding the case of Rebbe? Rebbe was the Mavui that had one side Yam and the other side Ashba. What would the Rabbanan say? Omar Rav Yosef Bar Avdimi Tono, he presents a teaching that says, V'chachomim Osrin. The Chachomim would answer that kind of mavui. Omer Rav Nachman Alocha Kedivrei Chachomim. Rav Nachman rules stringently, like the Chachomim, that it would be forbidden to carry in such a mavui, as was illustrated. Picture 78, according to the Rabbanan, would be usur. Ika di Amri. Another version of Rav Yosef is Omar Rav Yosef Bar Avdimi Tana, V'chachomim Matirin. an opposite lashon, an opposite version, where the Chachamim will be more lenient than Rebbe. They will allow such a mavui. Omar Rav Nachman, ein halacha kedivrei Chachamim. Rav Nachman is consistent in both of these lashonos in adopting the stringent approach, namely, we will not matir the mavui. As we continue in the Gemara, we want to have available picture 81. Picture 81 illustrates a mavui that opens into the sea, which is the topic we just discussed. Mremar posik lo lesura beozli. That means alleyways of sura that was bordered on the sea, that opened to the sea. He did not rely on the drop into the sea to form a mechitza. So he set up over there types of fence work, netting that works as a fence, and that will be the mechitza, that will be the enclosure. Omar, Meremar, figuring, Chayshinun Shemo Yale Ayam Sirton, that the sea might kick up debris, thereby the drop into the sea would no longer be the mechitza, and therefore you'd lose the mechitza, and therefore Meremar put up these ozli. With that, we conclude our shiur for today.